Grand Rising, my loves, I'm Reverend Bunny Blash, your intuitive, guided meditation, breath, and life coach. I am so honored that you have chosen to hold space with me today. But above all else, thank you, thank you, thank you for choosing you today. Now this meditation will be an inner child greeting meditation to get us back integrated to ourselves. You will notice that a few of these will pop up on my meditation podcast, but this is the one that you should start with. So if you're not already in your comfortable space, let's get there now. You can choose to sit down or lay down, whatever is most comfortable for you. And once you have found yourself in your comfortable position, let's all get ready to take a unified sigh of release together as we close our eyes. Push, push, push all that breath out. Now closing the mouth, touching the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth, we will begin with cutting off our energy circuit to preserve our energy for ourselves in this moment. Inhaling deeply but slowly in through the nose. And as you exhale, give your body permission to relax and be comfortable. Continuing to inhale deeply but softly through the nose and exhaling deeply and thoroughly through the nose. Allow your body to feel. Really feel the contact that is making with the chair or your floor or your bed, and let it adjust itself in any way it needs to in order to be fully comfortable. And as you tune into the rhythm of your breathing, in and out, in and out. Imagine that when you inhale, you're inhaling a little bit of the sky, and it's very clear and very open and very refreshing. Every time you inhale, let the sky fill your body with light and openness, clarity, and beauty. And when you exhale, imagine that you're letting go of everything that's old and stale and stressful. We're letting go of responsibilities, to-do lists, chores, any distractions. Every time you exhale, you just let go of all of this easily and naturally. Breathing in and breathing out. Inhaling the light, clear sky. Exhaling what is stressful. Inhaling, exhaling, finding your own inner rhythm of breath. Listening within, your body is relaxing a little bit more. And a little bit more. With every exhale. Now let's allow your imagination to come into play here. We want it to be open and receptive. Breathing in deeply. In through the nose. And exhaling out deeply out of the nose. Push, push, pushing all of that breath out. And to clear ourselves out completely, let's take some very intentional breaths together. Mouth closed, tip of the tongue touching the roof of the mouth. Exhaling out all of the breath in the body. Push, 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 pushing it out of the nose. Push, push. Now let's begin to inhale. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Holding that inhale. 3, 2, 1. Exhaling out of the nose deeply and fully. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Holding that breath. 3, 2, 1. Inhaling deeply and slowly in through the nose. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Holding that inhale. 3, 2, 1. Exhaling deeply and fully. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Falling into your normal breath cycle. We're going to take a little journey now. So in your mind's eye, put on your favorite jacket and walking shoes. Imagine yourself opening the door to your apartment or your house and leaving right now. In your imagination, you leave the building you are in and close the door gently behind you. Your home will be there for you. All is safe when you are ready to return. Now, imagine yourself walking outside of your home. And know that through the power of your imagination, you can bring yourself very quickly anywhere you want. You're walking and walking somewhere safe and beautiful and peaceful and quiet. Are you in the woods? Or are you by the ocean? Or maybe near a river? Or perhaps a flower-filled meadow? Continuing to walk slowly or quickly, whatever suits you right now in this moment. Walking at whatever pace feels most comfortable for you. Now let's take a moment to notice the air around us. How does it feel on your skin? If it's warm, you might want to take off your jacket. Maybe you even want to go barefoot. In fact, is the sun out or is it nighttime? Become aware of any sounds close to you or in the distance. Birds, animals, maybe water, perhaps some wind rustling through the leaves, or maybe you hear people. Cars going by, water splashing up against the bank. What do you hear? Now you're walking a bit more slowly. And you're looking for something. You're beginning to feel a bit tired and even lonely now. And you decide that you want some company. So you start looking for that. And now you're looking for a small house or some kind of dwelling place. You will know when you see it. Your soul will recognize this place as home. And once you've found this house, you spend a little bit of time walking the grounds outside of it, around it, taking in what's surrounding it, what's on the outside of it. And then after a while, you notice that the front door is open. And there is a child standing in the doorway. You begin to walk towards her. As you get closer, you recognize her, the way she feels, the way she looks, because this child is you. When you make it to her and you're standing in front of her, you reach out to her and hold her hands. You might even need to stoop down so that you're on her level and you're able to look into her eyes. And you say to her, "I remember you. I know you." Notice how she responds when you say this. You notice everything about her. How old is she? What is she wearing? What kind of shoes does she have on? What does her hair look like? take a moment taking her completely and fully in, noticing everything about her. And she begins to tug on your hand, wanting to lead you away from the door. And if it feels right to you, you allow her to bring you into her favorite room of this little house. Where does she take you? And as you enter this room with her, you notice that there's a big, comfortable rocking chair there. And you go to it. And you sit in it. And this feels right for you. You then turn to her and invite this precious child into your lap. You wrap your arms around her, hold her, and you rock her for a while. Back and forth. Back and forth. What does this feel like? After a little while of this, you ask her if there's anything she needs or wants from you. What can you do for her? How can you help her? What can you give her? You listen carefully to what she is saying to you. You take note of everything she says, and you continue rocking your little one in this beautiful room, in this comfortable chair, in this safe little house that you've found for your soul. Rocking slowly, giving comfort, receiving comfort. And just for a moment, let's see if we can switch places with the child. Just for a moment. Imagine that you are the little one who is being held and rocked in the arms of a loving, tender adult being. Slowly being rocked by this loving grown-up. If you can, allow you, the bigger you, your big unconditional love to wash over the smaller you. You might imagine that you're not even being held by yourself, that maybe you're being held by an angel. Or maybe you're being held by an imaginary mother that only sees good in you, who only wants the best for you, whose only response to you is love. Allow yourself to bask in this for a few moments. You are the child. Allow yourself to be a little girl again. Allow yourself to be held and cherished and loved on and nurtured. You listen, and this beautiful being that's holding you begins to ask you what you need or even want right now. What do you need? What do you want? How do you respond? What are you saying to this one who loves you just as you are? Who rocks you tenderly in this beautiful, safe place? Right now, just in this moment, what do you need? What do you want? Allowing yourself to be rocked gently. Gently rocking. And now you switch places again with the loving adult. You are the loving adult who is rocking this precious child. That is you. You might want to kiss her on the forehead. You might want to stroke her hair. Find some way to communicate how much you love her, how much you will always love her. Now tell her that it's time for you to go. And if it feels right, ask her if she would like to go with you. Maybe she has some questions. Listen and see what she has to say about going with you. If she has agreed, gently set her down on the floor and take her hand as you get up from the rocking chair. See if she needs a coat or hat or shoes or mittens before you leave the little house. And then hand in hand, walk out together and begin to retrace your steps slowly. Now, if she does not want to come with you at this time, that's okay. Reassure her that that is perfectly fine. Remind her that you can hear her and that you can be there with her anytime she calls out for you. Thank her for letting you spend this time with her today. Then say goodbye to her lovingly and begin to retrace your steps slowly. Walking back the way you came, finding your way back home to the street that you live on, to the apartment building or the house that is yours in the real world. Remember, you're not walking alone. If she's agreed to come with you, she is with you, and she is in your care. Show her your home. Allow her to explore. Notice her delight to be sharing this time and this life with you. Now take a few moments to focus on your breath. In and out. In and out. In and out. Feel your feet, whether they're on the floor or heels are on the bed. Begin to feel your legs. Your back against whatever it is, against the chair, the bed, the mat. Feel your shoulders, your neck, your head. Again, feel your breath as it enters through your nose. And shimmers through your body. And this time exits out of your mouth. Feel your stomach rising and falling with each breath. And in your own time, slowly come back to the room you are in. And when you are ready, open your eyes. There is no rush. Take your time. And thank you, thank you, thank you. You have completed your inner child meditation. And remember, till we meet again, peace, love, and coconut oil hair grease. And remember always, some bunny loves you. Peace.